Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. Even when the drummer messes up the end of the song, he's still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you came tonight and wanted to get something out of the service? It's always directly proportional to what I'm willing to put in. Hallelujah. My heart will be blessed if I'll put my heart in service. My soul will be blessed if I'll put my soul in service. Am I willing to put in? Because if I'm willing to put it in, I'll receive from on high. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. If I'm here for a reason, Lord, I've come to get something out of service tonight. I've come to be encouraged. I've come to be uplifted. I've come, God, to be used of You to help someone else. Lord, I want to get something out of tonight, Lord, and help me to put something in. Let me put some effort in. Let me put some power behind my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes on Monday, I wake up, my throat's scratchy, and I'm a little bit hoarse. I think to myself, you got to stop screaming. Then I'm reminded it's just some evidence that you're putting stuff in. It's just evidence that I'm not saying you got to scream yourself hoarse. What I'm saying is that I hope that when we wake up on Monday morning, there's evidence that we were in the house of God on Sunday. We put something into service. I can tell you numerous times we'll get in the car after Sunday night, my wife and I will look at each other and say, man, we're just exhausted. But if I'm going to exhaust myself at something, if I'm going to spend my energy on something, what better thing to do than be exhausted and spend my energy in the kingdom of the living God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It feels good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Such a sweet presence of the Lord. Prayer changes things. You spend time in the presence of the Lord, you pray and seek the face of God. It's amazing. It's amazing to me how different the atmosphere is. Thank you, Jesus. You have your Bibles? Turn in them with me. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. I've looked at this verse many times, and I have probably referenced this verse where I'll draw my title probably numerous times in ministering, but tonight I want to focus upon it. I don't perceive me being very long in my comments, but I just I want to spread a little hope. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 1. For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean. To him that sacrificeth, to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner. And he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun. That there is one event unto all. And again, I stop and paraphrase what Solomon said. Whether we're good, bad, righteous, unrighteous, clean, unclean, there is a common denominator. In this life, there is one event. There is an evil among all things. There's one event unto all. Yea, also, the heart of sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, here's the event. After that, here's the common denominator to all. Righteous, unrighteous, clean, unclean, good, bad, wicked. Here's the one event. Here's the thing that is common to us all. The evil among all things. And after that, they go to the dead. Then he makes a statement. Then he says something that I hope that in a matter of moments you will, like I do, find very, very profound. Solomon, the natural one of the wisest men to ever walk the face of the earth, says this: for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. While there's still breath in your body, there's hope. Good, bad, wicked, righteous, unrighteous, to him that is joined to all the living, there's hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. And with the help of the Lord, that's exactly what I want to preach to you in these next few moments. A living dog is better than a dead lion. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Lord, we are here because we still have breath in our bodies. We have not, as of yet, all come to that same destiny that is await and awaits us all, Lord. But while we still have breath in our bodies, while we are still attached to the living, God, there is hope. our loved ones, family members, sons, daughters, God, individuals who have gone from you, Lord, while they still live, God, while there's still breath in their body, there is hope. For to him who is attached unto all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We honor you, Jesus. We lift you up and magnify your name that is above every name. In the only saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask it, and everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. A living dog is better than a dead lion. We all, whatever our particular state in life, have a date with death. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, and as it is appointed unto men once to die. Whether it be in transformation via the rapture, or whether it be by natural causes, or whether it be by accident, or whether it be by a crime committed against us, whatever the case may be, whether it be a terminal illness, whatever it is that causes us to depart from this life, we all have a date with death. On the surface, it would seem, and one might judge, that maybe this person's day is sooner than that person's day. And we may assume, according to certain things and certain statistics and demographics, that certain groups have better percentages and probabilities than other groups. But whether they are righteous or wise or good or bad or clean or unclean, whatever their particular state in life, the Bible tells us that there is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, and there is one event unto all. There is something. There is, we said it like this in the insurance business, we've done the research and everybody dies. Everybody has a date with death. And in the heart, the Bible says, of the sons of men, it's full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that, they go to the dead. Hey, Solomon, this is not such an exciting expose on our existence. I'll be real with you. This is one event, this event of death that seems to dominate your diatribe concerning everyone is a subject that we would rather avoid. Yeah, we know everybody dies, but we would rather not dwell on it. Solomon, you're pointing out the obvious, and it is obviously disconcerting. We really don't care to talk about it very much. We know it's there. We know we all at one point in time will have that date with death, if you will. But to further add insult to injury, you explain that regardless of the diversity of our existence, regardless of whether we're good, bad, or wicked, or righteous, or unrighteous, we all have the same eventual end. We all end this life at some point or another, or in some way or another. We all have that date with death. We all will end up at the same eventual end. Now, as believers, as Christians, we know that this life is not all that there is. We know, as the Apostle Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 15:19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. As a believer, our life should reflect a hope beyond the here and now. Death should not be something that is so, in our minds, detracting. Matter of fact, we should look at death much like the Bible looks at death. It is the beginning of another life, an eternal life, a life here after. But here in our substance, in our makeup, in the temporal, we often look at death as being such a negative thing. And I understand that there's sorrow and there's missing someone, and there's the departure of those that we love, and I get all that. And while we all have the same eventual end, there's a difference between those who have a hope. There is a difference between those who are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. It's different. If there is no hereafter, then life itself really has no intrinsic value. That's why I just shake my head at someone who would claim to be an atheist, to say that there is no God, to say that there is no hereafter. Then what in the world are you doing here? How do you find any value in life at all? If the only thing you have to look forward to is your ultimate demise, how could you ever be happy? If your life that is but a vapor is just a blimp of existence upon an expanse, an abyss at either end with nothing before and nothing after, what hope do you have? How in your mind can you possibly think that this life is all that there is? And we shudder and we shake our head and we say, well, I would never think that way. But sometimes in our living, we live that way. Sometimes in our existence, sometimes in the life that we lead, we act as if there is no hereafter. As if living for the moment is all that matters. As if what happens today is just encapsulated in today and there is no tomorrow. And if tomorrow ends, what next? You see, we need to be reminded that this life, even though it is but a vapor, it attaches us to something much greater. This life, even though it is, if you will, a blip on the screen of eternity, it still attaches us to something much greater. It still has value because this life has within it something which connects us to the hereafter. This life has what we might consider and call hope. There's hope. There's substance here. There's something to be said for this that I do when I wake up each day and I go to bed each night. There is something that happens in my existence. And Solomon wrote, for you, him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. See, as long as there is life, there is hope. And in hope lies opportunity, and hope lies the possibility, and hope lies, if you will, an opportunity for someone to recognize, wait a second, this life is not all that there is. This that I have, this whatever the natural or normal lifespan may be, it's not all that there is. There's something beyond the here and now. There is something that causes me to live a certain way. Hope is a very strong catalyst. Hope, to believe, to have hope, to want, to desire better, and to believe for more, and to have hope inside of our heart and mind. It is a very strong catalyst. John, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We have a hope, for we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. That hope in the hereafter, that hope that all this talk and that hope that what I read in the scripture, it's not fairy tale and it's not mysticism. That hope that what I read in this holy writ will come to pass, that one day Jesus will split the eastern sky. That hope, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is inside of me a hope that says, I really don't know exactly what it's going to be like, and I really don't know what it's going to be, but I believe it's going to be so wonderful. I'm going to see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope purifieth himself. Every man that has his hope in his life says, I believe, therefore I do. I have faith that there is a God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe there is a city whose builder and maker is God. I believe there is a heaven that awaits. I believe that at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And this hope keeps me going. This hope keeps me living. This hope keeps me moving. The hope that Jesus Christ is real. The hope that Jesus Christ is the one who saves the soul. For in him do we live and do we move and do we have our being. It is that hope. It is that hope. Christ in us, the hope of glory. It is that hope that attaches us to the hereafter. It is that hope. And makes us understand that there is significance in what we do. There's value in life. This that is but a vapor on the grand scale, yet it so much matters. What we do in the dash is significant. What we do, I'm going to say it again, in the dash is significant. And here's the beautiful thing, because after going through all of this and talking in terms that seem somewhat negative and Solomon saying that we all have this date with death, that we all have this one event, this evil is among us all, that we all, no matter what our existence is and what state we are in, we all eventually have this date with death. Then he says this, but for him that is joined unto all the living, there is hope. You see, I've come on this night just to preach hope to somebody. To preach hope. As long as there's life, as long as there's breath in the body, there's still hope. I'm preaching to some moms and dads who have sons and daughters who are not living for God. Don't give up. As long as they're still attached to the living, there is hope. Don't give up praying. Don't give up believing. That relationship that seems like it's on the rocks. As long as there's breath in your body, and as long as there's breath in their body, there's still hope. There's still hope. For to him that is attached to all the living, there is hope. And he says this, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. And I thought about that. In the animal kingdom, wow, what a difference. A dog, wow, with some ability and has a bite and yeah, it has paws and it has ability and it has strength, but in comparison, it is no match for a lion. But a dog in a ring with a lion, put my money on the lion every time. Lion is the reason why they call it the king of the animal kingdom. The lion itself is supreme. Its most feared predator is man. It has that ability to kill all the other species, if you will. It is the king of the animal kingdom, and a dog in comparison is not much of a match. Yet there is one word, if you will, that makes such a difference. There is the understanding of what is talking about the difference between a dog and a lion. There is one four-letter word that makes all the difference. There is one four-letter word which really denotes the supremacy of one over the other, because it is simply life. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. A lion, powerful in its bite and bigger paws and greater teeth and has more muscle mass and strength, but if it's dead, it has no strength. It's dead, it has no ability to bite. If it's dead, it has no ability to pounce. If the lion's dead, what ability does it have? None. It's the life itself. Matter of fact, if someone were to bring a lion into this room tonight and lay it at the front, tell you that it was dead, it would be that part of you that would be somewhat fearful that maybe they weren't telling the whole truth. Because unless you knew for sure that that thing was dead, I doubt very seriously you would cuddle with it. If they told you, well, he might be dead, keep him over there. We're not sure, he might just be sedated. But if you knew for a fact that it was dead, all of a sudden the fear of going up to it, and touching it, looking at it, really surveying it, all of a sudden that fear of doing so is gone. Why? Because if there's no life, then there's no ability to harm you. There's no ability for it to do anything to you. It's just death. Solomon said this. Listen, you need to understand, while there is no true comparison, if you will, in the differences of the predators, there's something which causes the playing field to shift completely. There is something that when you look at it, a dog and a lion, but if there is something called life, the force of life is such, catch it, the force of life is such that if life is given to the dog and it's a living dog, and life is taken from the lion and it is a dead lion, then a living dog is better than a dead lion. What are you getting at, Pastor? What's the premise of what you're trying to say? Listen, can I make this parallel? If at one time in your life you had a deep roar and you were a force to be reckoned with and you had ability to do great things for God, but you don't see yourself as a roaring lion anymore. You don't see yourself having the supremacy in the spiritual realm that you used to have. You need to know there is still hope, because as long as there is breath in your body, I may not have the bite that I used to, and I may not have the strength that I used to, but guess what, devil? I ain't dead yet. I'm not 6 feet under. I'm still 6 feet up. And though I can't bite like I used to, and though I don't growl like I used to, I'm still living. And a living dog is better than a dead lion. A dead lion can't growl, but a living dog can still bark. A dead lion can't bite, but a living dog still got the ability to inflict some damage. What are you saying, Pastor? A living dog is better than a dead lion. Some of you need to realize that the devil ain't won yet. It ain't over yet. He doesn't have you in the ground. It's not over till God says it's over. So get up. You may not be a lion right now, but start barking. Put some voice in it. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Lord, help me. Help me understand the premise. As long as there's life, as long as there's breath, as long as there's some attachment to the living, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Thank you, Jesus. How long do we lift our hands to the Lord right now? Oh, Lord, help me understand. Help me get the concept of what it means. Lord, don't let me sit there and go through the motions when you've allowed such power to be available in your spirit. And Lord, let me just get a little gumption, if you will. Let something begin to rise up in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. For him that is attached to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Saint of God. Father, mother, loved one. Don't give up. I just don't know, Pastor. I don't know. I've almost given up. I've almost thrown in the towel. There's just so much going wrong. And so every time I look at the situation, every time I look at the individuals, they're not getting any better. They're getting worse. They're not getting good. They're getting bad. It's not becoming more right. Becoming more unrighteous. I don't get it. For him that is attached unto the living, there is hope. As long as there's breath in the body, just keep believing that one day there's still opportunity. There's still possibility. As long as there's life, there's still possibility. As long as there's still breath in the body, it's hope to believe that God still is on the throne. Hope to believe that at some point in time, there's going to be a turnaround. At some point in time, it's going to tip the other direction. And what I thought was dead, or what I thought was gone and over, there was still some life left in it. A living dog is better than a dead lion. In closing, you can stand to your feet. May not have the bite that I used to. But I got breath. That means I still got the ability to bite. May not be as strong and as agile as I once was. But guess what? I'm still attached to the living. There's still breath in this body. There's still ability to lift my voice in praise. And as long as I stay attached to the living, there's still hope. There's still opportunity. They haven't bridged. They haven't made it over to the other side yet. So, Lord, as long as they're still attached to the living, there's hope. They may be going through something right now. It's trying to get them in alignment with what God wants to do in their life. And, Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost right now. Help me, Jesus. As long as they're attached to the living, there's still hope. Help me, Jesus. Help me to see as you see. Help me to understand as you understand. A living dog is better than a dead lion. I'm just going to keep praying. I'm just going to keep believing. I'm still going to hold on to hope. I'm still going to say, Lord, you know what's best. And so I still believe as long as they're attached to the living, there's still hope. And you know how to work. Maybe it's a loved one. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's someone that you're looking at and they're making all the wrong decisions and doing all the wrong things. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't know how they're going to make it. I don't know how it's going to happen. As long as they're still living, there's hope. Love them. Pray for them. Believe that God's going to turn it around. That at some point in time, it's going to work out. A living dog is better than a dead lion. I've come to encourage someone tonight. I've come the unction of the Holy Ghost to speak into you some faith and some hope. As long as they're still living, there's hope. There's hope. Lord, help me hold on to hope. Help me to believe, even when the circumstances would seem to indicate otherwise. Help me to hope. Help me to hope. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help me believe, God. Help me believe. These altars are open. If someone wants to say, I believe what the preacher's preaching. I believe what thus saith the word of the Lord. I know somebody, maybe it's myself, maybe it's a loved one, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a father, mother, son, daughter, someone. As long as they're still living, there's hope. I know we all eventually have a date with death, but they're not there yet, and I'm not there yet, so there's still hope.
Lost, now I'm alive. God is my firm foundation. It is you whom I trust at all times. I give glory and praise, adoration to my Savior who's seated on high. I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. I come alive in you.
You see, a living dog can still get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's hope. There's hope. I may not have much to smile about. Help me find a smile and the understanding that there's hope. It's not over. As long as attached to the living. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
More than this world to me, wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. 'Cause you are my the love of my life.
Time, can we stretch our hands towards heaven? Lord, let your spirit speak the heart of mine. Individuals in this place, Jesus, to him that is joined unto all the living, there is hope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you for being here in the house of the Lord this evening. May go in the precious name of Jesus.